The title of my presentation is Preliminary Analysis of the Genetic Determinants of the Resistance to Retinaculus Reniformis in the Bacros Progeny of Gossypium hirsutum crossed by Gossypium thurberi crossed by Gossypium longicalis hybrid. The reniform nematodes by its attack on cotton rolls represents a major cotton pest in the United States, causing 10 to 60% cotton yield losses. Because growing resistance cultivars is the most economical control method, and because of the lack of cotton varieties with resistant to this nematode, several research teams efforts tried to develop commercial resistant cotton. At our level, we use the wild species Gossypium longicalis as donor source and the species Gossypium thurberi as bridge species to create a resistant three-species hybrid named HTL. Recurrent backcrosses to Gossypium hirsutum varieties gave resistant and susceptible BC progeny plants. The objectives of the work I'm presenting is to verify if resistance in the backcross progeny was controlled by a sole DNA fragments coming from Gossypium longicalis as observed in the backcross progeny of other three species hybrid involving Gossypium longicalis. The plant material used for these studies was 65 BC progeny plants comprising BC1, BC2, and BC3 plants. The SSR markers used were BNN3279 and BNN836, mapped at 1.4 and 4.4 centimorgans of the resistance locus in the long range lines developed by USDA. The different steps of our evaluation method of the resistance are inoculation of 30-day-old plants with 6,000 eggs, harvest of rolls 60 days after inoculations, extraction and counting of eggs produced, and assessment of the host status according to a scale comprising different classes. For the phenotypic segregation in the HTL BC progeny, globally, we have 20 highly resistant plants, 20 susceptible plants, and 25 resistant plants. Segregation of SSR markers in the HTL BC progeny for BNN3279 was 35 hirsutum homozygous and 30 heterozygous. For BNN836, we have 37 hirsutum homozygous and 28 heterozygous. The distribution of homozygous and heterozygous for each marker at each generation is consistent with the 1-1 ratio. When we compare phenotypic and SSR markers segregations, we note that for the five highly resistant BC-free plants for BNN3279, we have no ischitum homozygous. The five plants are heterozygous. But for the earlier generation and the other different classes of the resistance, we are both homozygous and heterozygous. The same trends in for regarding the resistance in the different classes is the same for BNN836. Globally, this result show that about 50% of the high resistance and resistant plant carried the SSR markers specific to Gossypium longicalis, and 75% of the susceptible plants presented only Gossypium hirsutum specific SSR alleles. According to these results, resistance don't seem to be systematically directly associated to the presence of the two SSR markers. Why? Two hypotheses may explain this situation. First, perhaps problem regarding our evaluation methods of resistance. Or secondly, involvement of other genes of resistance. The distribution of the phenotype in the BC1 and BC3 population seems to be consistent with the 1-1 ratio, but in BC2 population, it's not the 1-1 ratio. The results on BC1 and BC3 indicates a single dominant gene that is consistent with result of other works, but the results obtained for BC2, let's suppose resistance to this nematode might be controlled by more than one gene. To check these hypotheses, we plan to screen a larger population used from highly resistant plants and use molecular markers distributed all over the genome of Gossypium hirsutum in order to map the other potential DNA fragments of Gossypium longicalis and or Gossypium ferberi that could be involved in the control of the resistance to the nematode. We want to thank Do AgroSense for the funding. Thank you for your attention.
We have several minutes for questions if anyone would like to ask one.
Yes. I think that the break species seems to have a moderately resistance.
Resistance from the bridge line, it just happened to be also resistant. I just wondered if you
Okay.
Other questions?
I was going to ask if the thermoride, does anyone know, does thermoride have resistance? I mean, from a nematode screening?
It wasn't considered as susceptible, according to the paper published in 1984.
Okay.
And actually, the authors did check several sessions of the paper. Fortune are to be very susceptible.
The studies of the one involved a few accessions, and there were many accessions at third variety with a great deal of diversity.
That was my question, because I know Eridum, the ones in the study, were susceptible, but since we have found some that are resistant, and I wondered if maybe third variety.
If you'd be very careful not to draw conclusions from these limited studies.
Yeah, but this is something they used in this particular may not be exactly the same as those in the repository, because this was done in Africa, am I right, or in Europe, which is may not necessarily be the same as those in the U.S.
Oh, that's correct, and that's why I'm saying that it could also be, even if thermoride is considered susceptible, their particular bridge line, it may have some resistance, just by good fortune.
Let's thank the speaker once again.